Himachal Pradesh recently played host to an international paragliding meet, the pre-World Cup Championships.
Rolling hills and clear blue sky, as far as the eye can see, an artist's delight, the thrill of his paintbrush. Rivers and deep waters and placid mountain lakes, thick forest and acres of spree, all form a part of this immense spectrum. Riding the varying thermal currents of the air is perhaps the closest man has ever come to sailing the skies as free as a bird, dipping and wheeling high over the hills almost at will. Organized by the state government with technical assistance from the Free Flight Association of India, the paragliding pre-World Cup, the first in all Asia, proved a huge draw.
The level of participation that has been there, it's been unforeseen in the history of India paragliding. For the first time, we have had people from top 100. For instance, we've got Norman Losch, who's world number 5. We've got Stephen Andre, Stephen Loisy, who's number 28. We've got Ayumu Miyata from Japan. So I would say that from each part of the world, we have Ethiwa Dennis from Australia. We've got from Alaska also. Red Jengali from Alaska. So these are all world-ranked pilots. And believe me, we had to do some real hard work to get these people across.
The landscape offers ideal terrain for paragliding. Altitude difference between takeoff and landing is an ideal 3,000 feet, a uniquely flat valley stretching hundreds of miles, complemented by pleasant weather and active thermals, carry the potential to bring out the best in competitors. The pre-World Cup, recognized by the Paragliding World Cup Association, included events like out and return distance, gain of height and distance over a triangular course, and the like. From the Indian point of view, paragliding has not quite graduated to the competitive level yet, remaining an exhibition sport at best.
इंटरनेशनल लेवल पे पहले टाइम से मिलकर बहुत ही खुशी हो रही है क्योंकि इंटरनेशनल लेवल पे पहले साल हमारा कभी आज तक कॉम्पिटिशन नहीं हुआ था और फर्स्ट टाइम हमारा इंटरनेशनल लेवल पे पहले के साथ जैसे गए एक्रोबेटिक चैंप्स वर्ल्ड चैंपियन रहे और भी कई जो फ्रांस टीम से आए हो कोई इटली से आया हुआ जो कि हमारे काफ़ी फोकस मिलेगा आगे को जो था हमारा टेक्निकल थोड़ा ग्राउंड मिलेगा उसके ऊपर
बेसिकली हमारा बेस ही बहुत नीचे है अभी पैराग्लाइडिंग में इंटरनेशनल लेवल के लिए पहुँचने के बहुत मेहनत करना पड़ेगा जैसे हमें इसकी कोशिश होती है स्पेशल एक्रोबैटिक या ये जो थर्मलिंग बोलते हैं हाइट ऊपर जाने के लिए वो करना पड़ेगा उसके बाद जो हम लोग इक्विपमेंट का बहुत प्रॉब्लम है यहाँ पे आज भी काफ़ी पायलट बार आउट हुए हैं इक्विपमेंट की वजह से
The popularity witnessed and the ideal conditions felt by the international participants at the Bir Billing Peaks in Himachal will, it is hoped, be a precursor to a possible World Cup leg to be held here next year. Leading to the paragliding world finals in 2004. The area's freshness to the sport works as an attraction.
Yes, it's different. If you fly always in the Alps, in Germany or Austria or Swiss, it's always the same place. And the people know where the thermals are. And cross-country flying is to find thermals on a place you don't know. So that's the really exciting thing. And if you have a World Cup here, it will be very interesting for all the pilots because a lot of them don't know the area. It's a beautiful landscape here and strong thermals, nice mountains. So it will be interesting for all the pilots. So I hope you will be the World Cup in 2 years.
It is the gap between an exhibition event and the professional sport and the approach that requires that the Indian teams have to bridge, though that no longer looks that far off. On its part, Mother Nature offers a topography for the sport, and for the tourist, that is unparalleled.